Hello and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. This is Devdatta and today I bring you Deepak Mishra's report on why is JDU going after Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh has left his party, the Janata Dal United, in a fix after attending the inauguration of the new parliament building. The JDU, which boycotted the event, has accused him of selling his conscience but has till now refrained from taking any action against him. The development has echoes of late Somnath Chatterjee's defiance of his party's wish to resign as Lok Sabha Speaker after the Communist Party of India Marxist withdrew support from the United Progressive Alliance government in 2008. Chatterjee had at that time reasoned that the Speaker should remain non-partisan. The CPM later expelled him from the party, but he continued as Speaker. After around 10 months of silence on its MP continuing as Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman, despite its severing ties with the BJP, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's JDU has spoken out. The JDU spokesperson Neeraj Kumar told The Print that Harivansh has sold his conscience to remain in his post. On the day his party was staging a dharna to protest the inaugural function of the new parliament building, he was not only actively participating in it, but also praised the PM. While addressing the gathering in the new parliament building after the inauguration on Sunday, Harivansh Narayan said that it is a matter of immense happiness that a new modern parliament building was constructed in less than 2.5 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. JDU spokesperson Kumar, an MLC, said that the party had expected Harivansh Narayan to stay away from the function, especially after Bihar CM Nitish Kumar had declared that there was no need for a new parliament house. It is now for the party's national president Lalan Singh to take any decision on the expulsion. The Print reached Harivansh Narayan through phone calls but did not get a response. However, his close aide said that since the Rajya Sabha deputy chairman occupied a constitutional post, it would be inappropriate for him to comment. He added, Harivansh ji did not react to the charges made by the current national president of JDU Lalan Singh last year that the vice chairman was one of the main architects of Nitish Kumar switching sides from Lalu to BJP in 2017. The JDU has now been in a fix over Harivansh Narayan, who they made deputy chairman of Rajya Sabha in 2018 while in alliance with the BJP, ever since it switched sides and joined hands with Lalu Prasad Yadav's Rashtriya Janata Dal last August. A senior JDU leader who did not want to be named said that since Harivansh ji holds a constitutional post, he is not bound to accept the wishes of the party. If Nitish ji had asked him to quit and Harivansh ji had refused it, it would have meant public humiliation. Sources within the party indicated that ever since Nitish Kumar left the BJP, there has been no communication between him and Harivansh. The JDU leader told The Print that in December last year, Harivansh came to Patna to promote his book at the Patna Book Fair. He did seek an appointment with the Bihar CM, but he was ignored. Another JDU leader requesting anonymity added that it appears that Harivansh is ready to face expulsion from the party and that he has already tilted towards PM Narendra Modi. Former poll strategist Prashant Kishore has added salt to the JDU's wounds. A day before the new parliament building inauguration, Kishore, through his political initiative Jan Suraj, replayed his own statement made more than a month ago. He claimed that Nitish Kumar's efforts to forge a unified opposition for the 2024 Lok Sabha polls lacked credibility. Harivansh Narayan hails from Balia in Uttar Pradesh and was close to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar, during whose short tenure he did serve as a media advisor. He has 40 years of experience as a journalist, first in a Hindi weekly based in Kolkata and then a Hindi newspaper in Ranchi. He became close to Nitish Kumar after he supported the CM's demand of special status for Bihar. In 2014, Harivansh was made a JDU Rajya Sabha MP in place of N.K. Singh, who was the former chairman of the Finance Commission of India. In 2018, Harivansh was elected deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha with the support of the National Democratic Alliance, defeating the opposition's candidate. In 2020, he was re-elected to the Rajya Sabha and as its deputy chairman. Harivansh joins a group of leaders like Pawan Kumar, N.K. Singh and Prashant Kishore, whom Nitish Kumar had brought into the JDU but have since then been disenchanted with the Bihar CM. That is all we have for you now in The Print AM. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more news analysis from The Print.